From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
And I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
He's demonstrating his leadership as an officer in the U.S. Navy and a student committed to global health. Awarded a prestigious Fulbright Fogarty Public Health Fellowship, he is third-year medical student Graham Ellis. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, today on The Journey.
Good morning.
So you are embarking on a Fulbright Fogarty Fellowship in public health.
That's correct.
Very unusual for a medical student. Why this?
Well, I had always been interested in doing a research fellowship of some kind during medical school or after medical school. And so during my second year, I started investigating what opportunities were out there. The Fulbright Fogarty was one that I stumbled upon, and it was really at the top of my list of things that I would be interested in doing but didn't think I had much of a chance. I thought it would give me some unique experiences and opportunities to further develop my interest in global health.
Now, you were born in the Midwest and attended Johns Hopkins University. Tell me, why Howard University?
Well, I applied to Howard University for medical school because I understood the commitment that this institution has to marginalized populations in our own country. I've always been interested in service of some kind, especially in the field of medicine, and thought it would be very interesting to attend an institution with a commitment to populations which I'd like to work with someday.
Now, while at Johns Hopkins, you were captain of the rugby team and also worked in a clinic in Sierra Leone during your sophomore year. Tell me what that was like.
I took advantage of an opportunity after my sophomore year of college to travel to Sierra Leone, where my father was actually born, and to work in a clinic through some friends of the family. So I spent 3 months there in a non-official capacity, mostly observing. It was one of my first clinical experiences, but it certainly opened my eyes to the gross need that exists in certain parts of the world.
Now, tell me a little bit about your father and his connection to the continent.
So both of my paternal grandparents were Methodist missionaries in Sierra Leone for upwards of a decade. And my father was born in upcountry Sierra Leone in Kamakwi, where my grandfather was a teacher and my grandmother was a nurse at the mission hospital there. And so he spent the first 12 years of his life in upcountry Sierra Leone. And he moved back when he was about 12 years old and led mostly a very normal American life. He taught psychology for many years and then started his own construction business. In the early 2000s, Sierra Leone was exiting a 10-year civil war, and my father felt a desire to go back to his birthplace. And so he started helping friends with small microloan projects, starting trucking companies, logistics projects like that. And I was in middle school and high school at the time, and this afforded me an opportunity to spend summers with him traveling to Sierra Leone, which was just coming out of the Civil War. The UN was still there at the time. And it was a very unique experience to me. It was my first, it was actually my second exposure to the continent of Africa. But it really sparked my interest in this part of the world and in working in resource-limited settings.
Now, your mom also has worked in Malawi. Tell me a little bit about her influence.
So independently, oddly enough, my parents both raised me in the Presbyterian Church, and she felt spoken to by the church to do some service work in Malawi when I was in middle school. She was working with a group called the Marian Medical Mission, which installs shallow wells to provide clean drinking water around Malawi. I believe they've expanded to Tanzania at this point. And so I accompanied her for a very short one-month trip to Malawi when I was in middle school, and assisted my own church project in building a church in upcountry in the north of Malawi.
Okay. So, you know, it's clear that your parents both had a service mission, which you've clearly inherited. And I think it's important to note as well that you are currently an officer with the U.S. Navy Reserves. When did you first get involved, and why the U.S. Navy?
I'd always been interested in serving the military in some capacity. I think, like many people, have some reservations about our military in this day and age, but I do feel that it's important personally to spend some years of my life giving back to the country, which has given me so much. I took advantage of an opportunity to serve as a medical officer, and this is a mutually beneficial relationship. The U.S. Navy pays for my medical school tuition, and in exchange, I serve with them as a medical officer in some capacity yet to be determined. But I'm very interested in our military's capacity to do a lot of good in the world. As we develop, as we enter an era of increasing globalization, I think that issues like global health will play more of a role in preventing conflicts and preventing strife in faraway places that, as we have seen, impact our life in the United States.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is medical student Graham Ellis, who also is a Fulbright Fogarty Public Health Fellow. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. So just to switch gears a little bit, your research interest currently is on sickle cell, and that's what you will pursue in Malawi. It obviously has a link to malaria. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're going to do with respect to your research?
Well, to give it some context, I have very little research experience in sickle cell disease. However, I do have extensive research experience in malaria. I started research in malaria at Johns Hopkins, where I attended as an undergraduate, and then at Tulane University, where I did my master's. And so when looking for research opportunities, the Fulbright Fogarty offers fellowships only at certain sites around the world and only within the context of ongoing projects. I immediately recognized that there was a newly established sickle cell project going on in Malawi, and I saw this as an opportunity to synthesize my interest in malaria, tropical medicine, and infectious disease with Howard University's mission to address the diseases which burden the African American community and the community of African descent around the world. And so my project will focus on describing the infectious complications of sickle cell disease in southeastern Africa. Very little research has been done on sickle cell disease in this area. We're still gathering data on the epidemiology of the disease in the area, but this is important work because the treatment of sickle cell disease, for a large part, is focused on preventing infectious complications. Those complications are well documented in the United States. However, in an environment whereby where children are confronted with very different infectious diseases, these infectious complications are likely to be very different.
Now, the history of sickle cell anemia and its impact on the diaspora, you know, is well documented and has a strong link to malaria in some people's minds. That one of the things that may have occurred was the fact that people with sickle cell, or at least those red blood cells, don't live long enough to harbor the parasite. And I obviously am impacted by it personally, having sickle cell, so I'm fascinated by the opportunity to really look at it in a confined area such as Malawi. Logistically, where will you be stationed, and how will you go about conducting, you know, some of the research you just described?
So I'll be spending most of my time in Lilongwe, which is the capital city of Malawi, and I'll be hosted by a University of North Carolina Chapel Hill consortium called the UNC Project Malawi. They've been in Malawi and working with the Kamuzu Central Hospital for many years now. They've hosted a former Fulbright Fogarty scholar, Brett Heimlich, who came before me and brought the first diagnostic equipment for sickle cell disease to Malawi last year. And so he's established a cohort of patients which who are being treated currently for sickle cell disease in Malawi, and I will be working with this cohort not only to provide treatment with Malawian physicians, but also to develop more research projects that we can do with this population.
Now, I've visited Malawi, and I'm actually familiar with the UNC project. I believe one of their locations is also housed in the same building with a Howard project in Malawi that looks at testing in rural areas for HIV. So it's certainly an excellent project to be joining. Just to switch gears a little bit, as you spoke about Howard University and our focus, what are your long-term plans after completing your fellowship?
Well, I'm looking forward to working with the Navy. I'll be completing my residency training with the Navy, and then I hope to go on to participate in some of the global health initiatives that the Navy supports. I'm very open to what opportunities may be presented to me years down the road. However, at this point, I'm very interested in working with some of the naval medical research units stationed around the world, one of which is in Peru, a few in the Middle East, and also in Southeast Asia.
What specialty will you pursue in residency?
At this point, I'm interested in pursuing an internal medicine residency and go on to a fellowship in infectious disease, but I'm very interested in becoming a versatile physician with, you know, capacity to serve in the field and not only in the laboratory. So I'm considering taking a transitional year as an intern to get a little bit more training in some of the other specialties. And currently in my family practice, rotation as a third-year medical student, I'm gaining some perspective on the importance of versatility for physicians.
Now, as healthcare changes, global health, as you rightly pointed out, will become more of a focus and probably will play more of a role in terms of national security. What is your perspective about some of the U.S. Navy's programs that are focused in this area?
Well, I think the most recent Ebola outbreak has shown us that no one is immune from diseases which historically have been confined to resource-limited settings. In an era of ever-increasing globalization and interconnectedness, we're only an airline flight away from some of the diseases which, like I said, we in the United States thought that we were more or less immune to. So I think that it's important for all of us to be conscious about the healthcare issues that exist around the world. I think that our military and our national defense, if its ultimate goal is to keep Americans safe, should play a role in this field.
Describe your experience since you've been here at Howard and how it has influenced or reaffirmed some of the things you mentioned earlier on in terms of what attracted you in terms of providing health care to those who otherwise are marginalized, or as you stated, I think profoundly as well, probably even in populations where the disease is the cause for unrest. What has your actual experience here given you?
I've been very fortunate to come to this institution, and recently I've been reflecting on what are some of the unique experiences that I've had after having attended here for 3 years. I think that one of the most important ones is that I've had numerous lessons in empathy, not only with patients, but also with students who come from a very different background from me, a different racial makeup, a different cultural makeup. I think that I've learned a lot about the fact that we can never fully understand where each other are coming from, but we can respectfully acknowledge that and grow from that. I think that working with people of other cultures and different backgrounds is really a self-expanding experience. It gives you perspective and humility and really an ability to interact with people on a more meaningful level.
Thanks for being here. My guest today has been medical student Graham Ellis. Clearly, the epitome of what Howard University is about in terms of mission, providing opportunity for those and looking back and going forward to continue to provide opportunities to those who otherwise wouldn't. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.